Last year saw the debut of a community event in Chattanooga, Culture Shock. The goal of Culture Shock is to share a different kind of message to youth in the inner city. Instead of violence, gangs, and drugs, the performers at this concert want people to focus more on how they can change their attitude to change their community. Recording artists from the label 22 Visions will be returning to Chattanooga for Culture Shock this weekend.
It's T-Rain Gilbert. Lego.
Turn the lights on. Nigga, child. I just wanna be free. Turn the lights on.
You know what? We've been in the darkness too long.
I just wanna be free. Turn the lights on.
And sometimes it's hard to see. But all we gotta do is
turn the lights on.
I think about all my situations. I think about all the things that I need. So many problems, so many lies. Not knowing how to fly.
T-Rain's back in town for Culture Shock 2011. Now, last year was the first Culture Shock.
Yes, it was the first Culture Shock. It was a success, and they said we got to have it again, and this is the annual, the second annual right here.
You're not necessarily doing something out there that's all that wild. You're trying to change people's thoughts.
Yes, change people's lives. We're here to inspire and impact, and that's the main thing that we're trying to do with this event, because there's so much negativity, there's so much negative thing that's out there, negative energy, that we need to be able to just come together and to just change all that. Because instead of just complaining, we're trying to do something about it. So this is what Culture Shock is about, just having a good time and getting out there and enjoy life.
Culture Shock is providing a concert, activities, a venue for young people especially to get together.
Yes, also the grandmamas and the mamas with their house shoes. You can come out with your pajamas, whatever you got, you know, come on out. We just out to have a good time, you know. Everybody from the people that drink Kool-Aid to the people that drink Cristal to the people that drink Crystal Light. Come on, we want everybody to come out.
Come on out, enjoy the concert. Who's going to be out there?
Okay, we have some great artists. We have some national recording artists. My artist that I just signed to my label, Royalty Jackson from Nashville. We got Goldilocks from Nashville. We got Will Blow, Big Mike in the building. He's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Let me see. I think some other artists as well. I can't name them all, but yeah, that's it. And me, T-Rain Gilbert. You know, national recorded artists. Yes, just got signed.
Internationally?
Yes, internationally. Yes. I forgot, internationally, because I just got back from China. I did my tour out there, and I'm just excited. And, yes, the album will be dropping this year. You are in the fall Walmart Target. So your boy, Chattanooga, hometown boy, dropping his album is going down. Rabbit.
Tell me about your label.
It's my independent label that I have. It's contracted out with Lifeline Worldwide. They're the people that signed me. They also signed my label. They are a major label, also with Central South and Infinity. These are the guys that fund and put and push me out there to help my label out. And so 22 Vision, you know, we just here to inspire and impact people through music.
Some of the people on your label haven't had necessarily the best backgrounds and histories, and music's turned their life around.
Yeah, yes, you're exactly right. One of my artists, like I said again, Royalty Jackson, he been through a lot. Actually, he was telling me music is what made him, like, literally was like a healing point to him. Even me, when I'm going through different things as far as, you know, with relationships, insecurities that I dealt with, just a lot of things that would just tear me down, music was my key. And so my artist, Royalty Jackson, he overcame a lot of things in his life. Music helped him. That's why he's here with the label, because, again, I saw him and I saw his pain. I saw everything that he was going through, and I'm going to be honest with you, that's when the music come alive, when it comes more real to you.
When is Culture Shock? It's going to be out at Abba's house?
Yeah, Culture Shock will be at Abba House off of Hicks and Pike. You can go to 22vision.com to get all the information, 22visionz.com, or just hit me up on trandgilbert.com. This Saturday, doors open at 6 o'clock, but it starts at 7. So everybody that's on that CP time, whatever time, please try to get there, you all, because we try to good time. And it's free event, and we're going to go hard, have a good time. Lego!
Last year it was a big party. People dancing everywhere, having a great time.
Yes, last year was awesome. We had the lights. We had people just getting up and just having a good time, enjoying life. Because, like I said, man, life is too short. And so many times we be in positions, at least have one day of your life that you can be able to enjoy. And I'm going to tell you, culture shock is what it is. Because it's culture shock. We don't look at race. We look at the heart. So you all, Alba House, you all, that's where it's going to be at. 7 o'clock p.m. Your boy T. Red is going to be in the building. Okay, y'all, and other great artists, y'all. One love. Yes.
Lego.
Come and save me. Come and raise me from my destruction.
You can join T. Rand Gilbert at Abba's House this Saturday for Culture Shock. Admission is free. If you go, wear your dancing shoes because this celebration will get you up and moving. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org for more information. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.